If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people. Whenever you need it, get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hello, hello, Side Hustle School listeners, community, friends, people from all over the world. Thank you for being out there. Thank you for tuning in today. Wherever you are in the world, whatever you're up to today. My name's Chris Gelabow. I am your cheerleader. I'm your side hustle cheerleader. I'm hoping that you can create extra income for yourself so that you can do more of what's important to you. That's what a side hustle is about. It's not just a hobby. It's not just something you like to do. Hopefully it is something you like to do, but it also makes money, okay? Now, it's also true that money sometimes creates conflict, which is a little bit of what we're talking about here today. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where business and family can collide in an uncomfortable way? Well, that's what happened to Brenda in Georgia. She discovered her sister started a business very similar to an idea that she had. In fact, you know, Brenda was kind of gung-ho about this idea, and then all of a sudden, you know, her sister is doing something very similar. Now, I'll say right up front, the category is vintage clothes reselling, which, you know, Brenda doesn't own that, right? There could be more than one person doing that. There are lots of people doing that. Still, it is kind of weird when you're excited about something and you tell your family and then they go and do the same thing. So what do we do in this situation? What's my advice for Brenda? Let me see if I can come up with something that's helpful, and not just to her, but hopefully to somebody else by proxy. That's what it's all about here. We are a community of people trying to advance our interests and make the world a better place at the same time. My sister stole my side hustle. My sister's not making the world a better place. Well, maybe that's a little judgmental. Just hold on. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what I can say right after the quick break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, this is Brenda calling from Atlanta. I had this brilliant idea of selling vintage clothes online, which I shared with my sister. Next thing I knew, she had set up her own online store selling, you guessed it, vintage clothes. What do I do in a situation like this? This has caused tension between us, and I'm not sure how to navigate the situation without causing a family rift.
Brenda, my condolences. Who knows, maybe your sister also listens to the podcast, in which case you can have an interesting family conversation. But whatever the situation is, no doubt this intersection between family and business can sometimes be uncomfortable or at least sensitive. Okay, so, the feelings of tension, they're understandable, especially when it comes to an idea that you were passionate about. Now, as I said in the introduction, selling vintage clothes isn't something that anyone's going to own as a market, strictly speaking for themselves. So I think ultimately what you can do is, discuss this situation candidly with your sister. Obviously, it bothers you. It bothers you so much that you leave a message about it and you've been thinking about it for a long time. So try to understand her perspective as well. Express how her actions made you feel and see if there's some room for collaboration or, at least just kind of, improving the relationship. And business-wise, because, I'm probably a better business coach than I am a relationship coach, but business-wise, consider what sets your approach apart. Like, what are you going to do differently? What is your unique selling proposition? If we want to kind of get high and lofty about it, and if we don't, we can just say, do you have a particular aesthetic? What kind of clothes do you want to specialize in? So I think going forward, assuming you're not going to collaborate, maybe you just don't talk a lot about your business. You don't necessarily share exactly what you're doing because you don't have to, right? It's okay for you to keep something for yourself and not share everything, even with people who are close to us. Sometimes it's okay to just kind of reserve something for yourself. At least that's what I think. Mostly communication, differentiation, and deciding for yourself what you want to share. That's kind of the way forward. I'm sorry, you probably can't sue your sister. I don't think you probably want to, but just to mention that it's more important to improve the relationship and also move forward with your ideas, okay? Don't let this be so discouraging that you stop selling vintage clothes or you stop side hustling. Best of luck to you. Move forward positively. And of course, we've got more episodes coming out every single day. It's always free. Listeners, thank you for being out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
Onward Project.